For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Trump administration has commented on the postponed sentencing of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The White House had limited reaction to what Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said was an issue of delay between the prosecutors and Michael Flynn's legal team. But she didn't back down from her contention in a tweet earlier in the day, reflecting some things that the president said, that Flynn was set upon by the FBI agents at the White House, and they were asking questions about his contacts with Russians, especially during the time of the transition. The blame then goes to the former director of the FBI.
That was inappropriate by own self-admittance of James Comey, is that the FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The White House says it now wants a deal to prevent a partial government shutdown this coming Friday. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi both insist they're opposed to any funding for President Trump's border wall.
They need congressional approval. They're not getting it for the wall. Plain and simple. Now, where are we? The ball remains in the president's and Republicans' court to accept one of our common sense proposals.
We weren't an attractive cast either. Cindy was cute. I don't like the way I look. Lenny and Squeaky are certainly odd-looking.
Laverne and Shirley star Penny Marshall has died from complications of diabetes. Marshall's guest shot on Happy Days was the launching of Laverne and Shirley in 1976. She went on to direct movies like Big and A League of Their Own. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's charitable foundation has reached a deal to dissolve amid a legal battle with New York's Attorney General. New York filed a lawsuit last spring accusing the foundation of operating like an extension of Trump's businesses and political campaign. That suit will continue. A judge must still sign off on the agreement. USA Radio's Tim Berg is talking with Wallet Hub and ranking the best places to spend Christmas.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. WalletHub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. I had a chance to catch up with WalletHub analyst Joe Gonzalez to discuss some of the places people like spending their Christmas.
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10. Then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7, and San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top 5, Pittsburgh ranked number 5, then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News.